All right. And record.
The recording has started.
All right. Maybe we'll have two recordings of it tonight. Okay. Welcome. Welcome to the Big Book Awakening teleconference meeting in the UK. My name is Judith and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater and I'm currently working the steps using the Big Book Awakening approach and I'll be your moderator for today's meeting. Let's take a moment to remember why we're here and to give thanks to those who came before us. Just a quick moment of silence. If you're not sharing, please mute yourself by clicking the mute icon on your screen or star 6 or pressing the microphone on your handset if you've called in to minimise the noise on our meeting line. Unmute to share by clicking on your computer icon or star 6 on your phone. As the moderator, I may mute you out if I'm just hearing noises. It's just easier for us to keep everybody muted. Anyway, for right now, though, if you'd like to, I'm going to... try my best to unmute
all
everybody.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
I'm going to unmute everybody.
If all participants are unmuted.
Like to join me with the third step prayer. God, I offer myself to thee, to build with me, and to do with me as thy wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. Thank you, everybody. This BBA UK teleconference meeting is open to all 12-step programs from anywhere in the world. However, we kindly ask that only those who are working the Big Book Awakening process and are currently sober from their physical craving share their experience in this meeting. All are welcome to listen, and anyone can pose questions in the third part of the meeting starting at 7:50 UK time. Our meeting focuses on the precise directions for working the steps as described in the first 103 pages of the Big Book using the Big Book Awakening Guide. Our meeting is set up in three parts. Part 1, we begin by having a speaker share for 20 minutes. Part 2, at 7:30 UK time, we open the meeting up for general sharing and comments for 20 minutes. And on Part 3, at 7:50 PM, we have a crossfire meeting for 20 minutes. This is a time that anyone can ask a question or a comment on anyone's share. A reminder to stay on topic, please. If you have a question unrelated to the topic, which tonight is Step 6 and 7, please contact someone after the meeting. Our members are happy to answer questions about the BBA. At 7:50, that was a business meeting statement. Before we continue the meeting, please be sure your line is muted by pressing the mute icon on your screen or your phone, star 6, especially if you unmute any time during the meeting. If you dialed in by phone, please be sure your network provider does not charge for this type of call or dial back in using the internet. Only because we've had occasional times that people have had huge charges for some reason. Some providers don't allow this to go free, even though this is a free line. Now it is my pleasure to introduce Evie, and I'm very grateful to Evie who stepped in at the last moment. Our other speaker fell ill and so wasn't able to join us. So Evie, thank you so much for jumping in at the last minute. So Evie is going to share with us steps 6 and 7. If you'd like to, everybody, the page is 67, I believe. No,
yeah, go.
I'm somewhere around there. No, 76. Have I got it wrong? I'm getting all my pages. Step 76, I got my numbers backwards. So we're working on those two paragraphs today. Thank you, Evie. Go ahead.
Thank you. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, we can hear you fine.
Okay, I got confused by the mute button. And what's What's the time, or are you going to time?
Would you like a 15-minute warning for 5 minutes extra? Go 5 minutes continue, like.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Thanks.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and thanks for asking me. And apologies, I do have to leave before the end of the meeting, but I'm just glad to, yeah, be able to get on and share about this actually. And I was just saying to Judith before the meeting that I've got a really got a difficult situation in life. They throw them up sometimes, and I was just really praying for guidance. I was really, really praying for some courage. And I was just like, God, you know, just what do you want me to do? Just please show me the way, blah, 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 all of this. And I had out my sort of BBA folder with some stuff, and I was looking at actually another page, but my step 6 and 7 was also open on this opposite page, and I saw a text from Judith asking me to speak on 6 and 7 about 15 minutes ago. And I was like, oh no, I don't even think I can remember it, like all of this stuff. And it was actually just like the perfect timing, it really was. And I realized that I have a live one on my hands now, so maybe it's good to go through this as well. And I'm just praying that God speak through me, and that there's something useful in there for someone. And I just read to recap, because luckily it's the shortest 2 steps in the big book. But I guess definitely the one where being somebody that comes from a massive amount of control and wanting to run the show and wanting to know how things are going and wanting to have like solid plans, definitions, all of this, you know, not trusting. This is a real hard step for me, but it's like not hard. Like it's hard for my ego, but then it's not hard because it's a step where I really just need to let go and let God. And I'm really, you know, after all this action, turning stuff over. And just before it says, if we can answer to our satisfaction, then we look at step 6. And that answering to the satisfaction is about what we've done in step 4 and 5, and have we admitted anything, and it, like, you know, have we skimped on the cement, have we got a solid foundation, have all of these things happened. And truth be told, actually, when I went through these questions, I think that, obviously still suffering from like perfectionism being one of my my defects of character, I was like, oh, have I really done this well enough? Have I done this good enough? Like, is there anything I've forgotten? I bet that there is. And but actually, you know, I was so grateful that the BBA has such a clear and thorough, like, you almost can't go off track. Like, the only thing I could have done was lie, and I would know about that. But if I'm really doing the work as it's prescribed and formatted, then I can't really go off track. Like, it's all there, and then the rest that isn't apparent to me just isn't apparent to me. I cannot make it up. So luckily I could answer to my satisfaction on that. And and then we have emphasized willingness as being indispensable, is the next line. And, you know, I know my step one, again, this is going to step one, like, my willingness is, A, you know, for me, it's really seeing that I'm so screwed without something bigger than me, without something, a spiritual life, but also, you know, I'm also really willing to grow. I want to be beyond this. I want to be adult, basically. I want to know how to take responsibility. And yeah, I have to be willing to handle these things over. And I make myself ready. So am I now ready? It's actually a question in this, to let God remove from me all the things which I have admitted are objectionable. And I have to say, when I went the first time around the steps again, before BBA, I didn't really know what was objectionable. I get very caught on words. I'm quite dyslexic as well. And I was having trouble with the wording of that. And it was just, you know, what's really obviously painful here? Like, what's really obviously painful? And when I went through it with, I'm really obviously, you know, like, not got God in it, or holding me back in life. What's limiting belief through being, you know, a loving person that's of service? And I had quite a few. And they popped up, you know, like, I was able to see them. The fifth step was someone that did the BBA. They could really see, help me see as well, very clearly about what was going on. And, yeah, and the thing that I was finding objectionable at the minute around the situation I was talking about at the start was, yeah, just some real crippling people-pleasing codependency, to the point of not making life decisions that would be beneficial. And, yeah, and that's, you know, I was really like, oh, I need to get past this. I need to, how do I learn my way out of this? How do you know, that's my way of dealing with my defects. It's like, let's read a book about it. Let's listen to a talk about it. Let's, I don't know, listen to more BBA shares about it. Let's, you know, like, really attack this defect and break it down. And because I like to feel productive, like I'm doing something, and which is, you know, another thing. And but it's not about that at all. Like, I really do not know. I've really realized in this process, like, I really do not know what makes me useful to other people in the bigger picture at the moment, and why these things are there, and what they're teaching me, and what they're teaching others, and how God's using it to be useful. And all I need to be is willing for those things to be removed or changed or directed in the right area of my life. You know, I'm a jeweler, so perfectionism is quite good sometimes. Like, it's, you know, it's different, but it needs to be driven by God. It needs to be molded, tailored, you know, that the director of the show, by God. And yeah, so, and I'm saying this to myself now in the situation too, because actually it's like this massive relief, you know, like, I think steps in 6 and 7, like, I can sometimes forget them in my daily life, like working all the 12 steps in my daily life. It's almost like I'm breathing out and being completely ready for something new, because thus far, like, all of these traits just have not got me anywhere, and I didn't cause them. And, you know, my unconscious picked them up, innocence picked them up, naivety picked them up. And I need to grow beyond them, and I need something bigger than myself. I cannot think my way out of the problem in the same level I'm in the problem. And that's where, you know, it even says a note on step 6 of the BBA transcribing. This doesn't say anything about me working on my character defects. That's what I, you know, to be honest, like, right now was trying to do. And what I've always got confused about, it feels like, oh, there's such small steps, or, you know, in terms of writing, like, surely I should be doing something. And, you know, there's hundreds of elaborations throughout the 12 steps, and I don't think any of them are a bad thing at all. I don't think, you know, people might get some real growth out of all the different ways of doing it. But for me, and I'm also speaking from my recent experience, like, I just create so much inner tension and struggle and whatever when I try to manage these things, and I'm trying to self-will them into the place where I think they should be, not where God would have them be. And I really, and I guess one thing I can practice, if, you know, there is anything, is compassion to myself, whatever's remaining, compassion to myself to know that I'm human. And that really does also come, like, when I'm doing the realizations as well. So I get a lot more compassion for my innocence. Like, I shouldn't really vilify or, you know, I shouldn't demonize my ego. It, you know, it's there for a survival reason. for whatever reason, it's there, and it's not going to help much. Making it into something bad, I just need to learn how to work with it, but turn to God, choose God. This is very meditative, and can he take everything? Am I still clinging to something I will not let go? If I am, can I ask God to help me be willing? Sometimes I don't know when I'm clinging to something until it becomes quite painful. And I think I was sort of lacking the fact that most of them, I was like, just take everything, you know, take every part of me, everything. And but sometimes it isn't until a practical situation happens in life where I'm really shown maybe the use or the protection or the whatever of that defect, i.e. with the people pleasing one now, I've really seen that it's kind of formed an identity or holding an identity for me that's been outgrown. And it's and a lot of fear and resistance comes up, and that's when my willingness is still key. Like, even if there's fear, am I willing that God should have all of me, the good and the bad, in step seven, everything, absolutely everything. And the funny thing is, like, God, you know, God does have everything. It's just like my delusion of struggle and handing back and all of this. And that if all of that's really difficult, I can just ask God to help me be willing. Just asking for help, asking for help, asking for help. And for this addict, that was pretty much impossible until I was powerless, and I was convinced I was powerless. And now I realise how much I need help with things, how much, I'm still a baby in this journey, how much I need to grow, how much these steps continue to work. They really continue to work. I really wish I could say that, like, people pleasing or that kind of codependency was one of those things that was like ripped out root and branch right from the get-go, but it's got better, but it comes back in these waves, and this is one of them. And I really see the destruction of that. And and then I've also experienced things be removed, but I don't even know I've experienced them until someone's like, oh, you don't do that anymore. Oh, or I'm thinking about how I would normally react to a situation, and it just comes out a completely different way because that's just not my belief. And, there's been so much growth there. And I haven't even had to put effort into it. Like, nothing on my human power has, like, forced that to go away. I haven't done therapy around it or anything. It's just melted away. It really has. And then I'm ready to come to the prayer. And I think for me, it was just more like an affirmation of what I've become willing to do. And also an affirmation that this is about being useful to God and my fellows. This isn't about being a perfect person, because actually my perfectionism, you know, first time round and like other times has been like, oh, great. Yeah, like, fantastic. I'll remove all the bad things that I don't like about myself. And when that doesn't feel like that's looking that way, or if I don't feel like I'm looking like I should look, you know, quote unquote should look, then I'll get frustrated with God, and I'm like, I've done my step six and seven, what's happening? But this is all about usefulness. And then in the meantime, can I trust that whatever's happening, it's happening from usefulness? Am I still willing? Yes. Okay, it's happening from usefulness. Like, am I still ready to let things go? Yes. Okay, just trust. And give me the strength to go out from here to do your bidding. And I'm really saying that to myself today as well. because it's the strength, you know, like I sometimes cannot muster the strength up to do things differently. And if it's, you know, if the grace is there, if it's God's will, strength will come. That's what I've experienced. Not in a nice day before, 24-hour package, pre-package, never. But at the time, like the strength is there.
5 minutes more.
Cool. And I don't actually think I have any more to say on those. I just am really glad, really grateful. God works in funny ways, and that whatever's come out my mouth has really put peace into the situation that I'm experiencing, and has helped me basically realize that God is in it, and that's all that, you know, that's all that needs to be there. That's all that needs to be there, and God can do and will do what needs to happen with it. And either I'm in there with my head meddling around and trying to sort of think my way out of problems, or it's happening anyway. And I think the most fruitful spiritual practice for me has always been like breathing and taking the passenger seat again, and just sort of enjoying the ride, basically. So I will, I'll leave it there. I think that's all that's coming out. And thanks for asking me, Judith.
Thank you so much, Evie. That was wonderful. And you hit on so many key points, really pulling out from the bottom of page 75 as we leave the fifth step, preparing for the sixth step and seventh. Thank you so much. It was wonderful. Appreciations. You are probably one of the wisest 20-somethings I know in the whole wide world. I learned so much from you. Thank you. It's now time for general sharing. Anyone who has worked the Big Book Awakening process up to this step can share at this time. Please stay on topic. We can have 2 to 3 minute shares. If you get to 3 minutes, I'll ask you to wrap it up. Self time, if you could, please. Let's see, what else do we need? So the topic is step 6 and 7, the bottom of page 75 into 76 into the middle. Who would care to share on the topic?
Hi, this is Adam, and I would love to share.
Hey, Adam, go ahead.
Thanks so much for what you shared, and I loved how you started by maybe like even caveating a little bit what you had, and then talking about how we don't even know how we can be useful, because a lot of what you shared that was really valuable for me was kind of like the fellowship, I guess, and hearing myself and what you were sharing, and specifically hearing this, I too am a perfectionist, and how often part of my bedevilments are that I do this work and then I am simultaneously terrified that I'm doing the work in a way that allows me to avoid getting the benefit of doing the work, which then just puts me in more conflict with myself. And it's like the devil or my ego or whatever we call it is even working to co-opt this work. And it's like a breath of, it's like a relief to hear that I'm not the only one in that. And I probably cannot ever be reminded enough of like the gift and the requirement of trust in this work, and trusting that what all of us are doing is sufficient. So thanks so much for sharing that.
Thanks, Adam. Thank you. Who else would care to share if they have worked up to step 7 on in the BBA? Go ahead.
Hi, it's Tracy.
Hey, Tracy, go ahead.
Hi, thank you so much, Evie. I missed the beginning, but I caught most of it, and I was really struck by just, that willingness to let go of perfection and just be useful and trust was really helpful to hear tonight. It was lovely. Yeah, I found that incredibly useful. And it's funny how these things pop up. A lot of my fellows in the last couple of days have been talking about defects and what it means to have traits and what can you control, what do you have to let go of. And so it's just, I didn't know this was going to be the topic tonight. But I just wanted to say thank you so much for speaking. And I got a lot out of what I heard. I'm really annoyed with myself that I missed the beginning. But I will trust that I heard what I needed to hear. And I've let go of wanting to be perfect and turned up on time. But lovely to be here. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tracy. Lovely to hear your voice. Who else would care to share step 6 and 7? Britt, do you want to go ahead and share? No? I just saw her unmute, so I wondered if that was... Britt, we can't hear you if you're trying to speak. We can't hear you. No? No? Okay. Anybody else care to share?
Is that any better?
Yeah, now we can hear you.
Oh, lovely. I think it's my earphones have gone funny. Sorry about that. Thank you. Thank you so much, Evie. That was brilliant. And yeah, I too missed the beginning and already came to the call feeling wrong. And so the perfectionism thing has been on me today. And so I'm sorry I missed the beginning of your thing. But the I loved what you said about, you know, the coming from innocence, I think, rather than the demonising, because that's what I do. I just go into the defects and believe that's I'm just bad. And that doesn't help me, and actually that has really played a part even doing this work, which I've done a couple of times up to this kind of point and then stalled because I didn't trust. I haven't got there again in this. Yeah, really, really grappled doing the work with the perfectionism and constant belief that it was wrong. And as somebody else, I think Adam shared, you know, believed I'm doing it wrong, I'm not doing it right, I'm not going to get out of it, it's going to be a waste. And that's just where my modus operandi is, I suppose. So just knowing that other people do the same, and actually the point about I must, it's in that, I can't remember which page it is, you know, try harder. It's in that, I think it's step 3, isn't it? You know, the kind of must try harder thing. Anyway, so I really appreciated everything I just heard, and it's very timely for me as well. So thanks again.
Thanks, Britt. Who else would like to share? Please unmute. You just click on your icon.
Hi, I'll come in if I may. It's Darren.
Hey, Darren. Good to hear you. Hi. Go ahead.
Hi, everybody. Thank you, Evie. That was wonderful. Really, really wonderful. It seems to be perfect timing for all those. because I forget to be willing to have my defects removed. I think that's what, when I first got to this step, that was the biggest thing, realising that I could never permanently remove these defects on my own. I've been trying for my whole life, basically. And to see how blind I had been and how these things were driving me, and how all these things alienated me from the people I wanted so much, that self-centeredness. I love what you said about the perfectionism, feeling like you're doing it wrong. That seems to be a common theme. And also about the naivety and the innocence, that's where you pick them up. Absolutely. Because at first they might have worked a little bit, so, you know, self-reliance, so just keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. So, yeah, that seeing that I couldn't do it on my own and becoming willing to ask for help and see that there's a different way to recreate my life, incredibly powerful. And you said it so well, so thank you. It's lovely to be on the full call. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks, Darren. And thanks for leading a group through the BBA. Very excited. I'm glad you're leading a group. You're going to do great. Who else would care to share? Who would like to share? Well, I'll jump in. My name's Judith, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Thank you so much, Evie. Wow, it's so good to recap this, especially when I'm not leading anybody through that particular step at this time, and having to, you know, almost live in the center. I see it as the pivot step, you know, and loved it that you went back to the bottom of 75 and helped us really take a look. Like, those are the questions before I can be willing. Have I done a proper step five? And until I got to BBA, I'd done many step fives, but never to a depth I'd gone in this type of way. And I had to see the nature of my character defects, not just the way I act out, but the core things behind, you know, that sit there thinking they have to operate, otherwise I'll be dead sort of thing. And a lot for me, like, you know, having to be right or to be in the majority, you know, otherwise I feel like I'm wrong, or a sense of inadequacy that I am wrong. There's also so many versions of it, but I had to go to the core of this issue. And as others have said, there's no way I can, you know, as long as I haven't omitted anything, as long as I've been honest with another person and continue to do and be honest, you know, ongoing now for the rest of my life, I can have the freedom as well. In step six, it's just asking me show willingness, and it mentions the word willingness so many times, you know, between that six and seven. And, you know, the big question is, am I willing to be humble now? You know, and the other question is, how much freedom do I want? So I want to need to know the core nature, like the real internal belief systems that are operating, making me act in a certain way outwardly with my character defect. And one thing I did with them was to ask other questions, and similar to what they're asking here is, you know, kind of, are they doing anything for me now? But if I think I want to keep them, what's my honest intention that I'm trying to get something from? Like, you know, if I have a sense of inadequacy, you know, do I get anything from that? You know, what is it that I get? You know, I want to feel I'm enough, and I want everybody to know I'm alive, and, you know, all that kind of thing. But I have to keep asking, you know, what's the false premise? But then my sponsor said also to look for in the willingness, what am I grateful for? How has that actually worked for me in the past? I'll just give you a mini example of that. I was just in the States working, and I'm a trainer of adults, and I just do that periodically. And, you know, I noticed where the fear starts to come up. Prior to doing the training, I'm already guessing that some people will find me very inadequate. And what about those executives who are coming to the meeting? They'll probably find me inadequate. Oh, and then before I could go any further, I just felt like the grace of, you know, God come over me. And just internally, I felt like that's not my business, though. You know, I'm grateful that I can see that now. I'm grateful that I know there's a place beyond the limit I ever put in myself. I'm grateful. There's a delusion, though. Now, hold on before I go any further, because the delusion really hurts me. And you mentioned so many brilliant things about that. You know, when I get to pain, then it's more obvious. And then that beautiful thing, I'll just wrap up with this, is, you know, there's only really that consideration. Am I willing to be humble enough to know I can do nothing about that except ask for the power to have it taken away so I can be useful? And the miracle was that every time that popped in my head, even though I was like running around doing tasks before this training and everything on the plane or whatever, they just got taken like immediately. And I just thought, all my job is to have a really good time teaching these people and stop feeling I have to do much else. Like, I know this training inside out. And I just felt so much better than sort of chewing on the objectionable. And I wrote in my book, like, that's anything deplorable, distasteful, regrettable, unacceptable, unpleasant, not nice, and blocking me from the freedom of God, and displeasing. And that's just displeasing. When I start having any of that inadequacy rubbish now, I see it as rubbish, because I have to ask, what is God's will for me? What's the vision of the way I'm supposed to live? And am I ready for God to take me there and in the right time? if I'm still clinging, I've still got to keep going into it, but not find any, like people said, not any more books on it, not any readings on it, not more chat about it. Just simply, am I willing to live beyond? And if I am, dear God, give me the gratitude and acceptance to accept what I've done from the delusion I've had. And now, you know, take me and save me from this sense of inadequacy. You know, I don't need anyone's approval except yours. And I've already had that for 56 years. So with that, I'll pass. Thanks. Who else would like to share? We've got plenty of time. Unmute by pressing your icon. Or star 6 if you came in by phone. Carol, would you like to share? Carol? Lizzie, would you like to share? Lizzie? Hopefully I'm still here. Can people hear me?
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Judith.
Hey, Lizzie, would you like to share?
Yeah, I don't know. I've got too much to share at the moment. I'm just riddled, absolutely riddled with fear at the moment. But perhaps... It is. There's a lot of, within the fears, there's a lot of objectionable statements coming up from when we did the work before, that I need this to happen to be okay. I'm relying on things happening for me to be okay, for me to feel fulfilled, for me to feel safe, for me to feel worth anything. But all these things have to go into place. So it's just been a really, really good reminder today that I need to be giving these up to God. And I pray every day, but I've not been doing that. I think I've just been in... I should think I've been wallowing in self-pity and struggle. So, yeah, Evie, thank you for today. Thank you for all the examples. It just brought it really to life that I need to get back on with this. And I just need to sit quietly and spend some time looking at them and giving them over to God. So thank you.
Thanks, Lizzie. Appreciate you stepping in. Alice, would you like to share, Alice?
Hi, Judith. Yes. This is Alice. I'm an Al-Anon. Thank you very much, Evie, for your share tonight. I think it's needless to say that it is what I was feeling. And it never ceases to amaze me that in some way or another we all feel the same, and especially about this perfectionism. Well, mainly that's what I'm referring to now. And I was just as I do, overthinker, my mind wanders off. I think the difference that we, you know, well, I could say that we are lucky, and the difference between recovered people and the people who, they're still doing their physical craving, I guess it's the awareness, and it's just the fact that we can ask for help and we can give it up and to obviously our higher power, and we have the same habits, and we have the same fears, and we have the same struggles. I think it's just the response and how I react or how I act when something comes up in my life. And for this, I'm eternally grateful for this program and for you, every single one of you guys, and for this meeting. So thank you. Thanks, everyone. I'll pass.
Thanks, Alice. Who else would care to share on this 6 and 7? Anybody else care to talk on 6 and 7? Or feel free to name what you think might be one of your core character defects or your nature of your defects and how that's being lifted or the differences that you might experience when you have experienced, as Evie was saying, how sometimes you start acting a different way and there it is, it's being lifted. Does anybody want to share more examples of that?
Yeah, this is Adam. I've got another thing I can share.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Actually, it's not just a thing I can share. It's something I'd love to share. So I'm sorry, is it EV or ED?
EV.
Great, EV. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Thank you. Kind of like you were saying, Evie, I noticed that we'll call them my bedevilments, my addiction to adrenaline and excitaholicism and the next new thing, they don't go away, or at least they haven't yet. And I think that's okay. Like, because what I do notice shifts is maybe like the amount of time I'm willing to fall before I get supported with them. So in the past, it might be that I would go and decide, like, I'm just going to get stoned every day for the next 3 months, and then maybe bring up my head for air and think, oh my God, I got to do something about this. And these days, or perhaps go on a drinking binge or something like that. And these days, I've got all this awesome structure in place to support me, one, from not having that happen, but then two, when it does, it's much smaller, the slip. It's like, oh, I had 3 shandies over the course of dinner, and I noticed there was a part of me that really wanted to have 2 more because then I might feel just a little bit of a buzz from the alcohol content. And yet, so that little gremlin I have never fully goes away, but I noticed that I set myself up better so that when it does take over, it can't get as far. And that I have so much more compassion for myself. There's still times when I'm pretty discompassionate, but a lot more compassion for myself in the throes of that. That's what I'm present to.
Thanks, Adam. Thank you. Still got time. Anyone else like to share on step 6 and 7? Or 6 or 7?
Hi, yeah, it's Tracy again.
Hey, love, go ahead.
Yeah, just a sense came over me that by not demonizing my defects, like Evie said, it just helps me to hold myself in a lighter way, so that even on a bad day, when something, you know, it's harder to find ways to be useful or whatever, it still feels lighter. It still feels, I feel like, I can hold on to the truth of myself in a lighter way. So I'm not the worst version of myself. Okay, I'm not the best version of myself. You know what? I'm just a human being like anyone else. There's another Joe, another child of God. And it's that lightness that has come from my first step 7 BBA way that I really cherish and that I really lightly hold on to. Yeah, I just thought I would say that. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll jump in again. It's Judith. I think that this talk of being a bit more gentle, and people have been saying that in the last few shares, is I guess I would never have known how to do step 6, even though I took it multiple times in different times I took the steps, and even in the big book way. But I didn't really know my full step 5, so I didn't really know my full step of 6, in a sense. I didn't really know what I was trying to be willing to live beyond, live without in some circumstances. And I feel very grateful. I would say if I look back over the last 3 or 4 years that I've been here doing this work in the BBA, I feel that like, even though some of them come back up again, because I go through the steps every couple years, it's okay. Like the feeling of having to please people, that was a huge, deep core nature issue. And I would say that's been lifted about 75%. Of course, there will be times when I wish people would approve of me. But then quite soon after I have that thought, I can feel that I have the willingness to live beyond it, because it doesn't make any sense to me anymore why I need human approval. And what happens is that, like, I suddenly realize or feel 75% of the time, unless I'm grabbing onto it again, I feel that it's okay. Everybody has their opinion, and that's really all it is. So if I'm not approved of, that's okay. And then the next level is I'm not even looking for approval. And an example of that was I went to tea at my sister's house, who hadn't spoken to me for about a year and a half over something. And because when she cuts you off, she cuts you off. And I was praying it wouldn't be for life. And I've been praying how to be with her. And I love her and I want to be with her. And I went to tea with a whole big family affair. And I was really feeling very free. And I was shocked that I was feeling free and not worrying what I was wearing, whether she would approve of it or not. In fact, I thought she might not even like the dress I had on. And it was more like, for the first time, I was like, I don't really care, because really what I do is I love her. I don't really have to get into the whole worry and doubt of whether she loves me or not. She's invited me, and that is a wonderful and beautiful thing that has changed. And so I'm just sharing that because there's these wonderful moments when the things we cared about so much don't matter anymore. And don't get me wrong, there's 25% of the time when I walk in a room and I hope people do approve of me. But about 75% of the time now, I really don't care. If you don't, it's all right. And as long as I haven't done anything offensive, then I've nothing to fear or nothing to get up about or have to make amends about. But it is that thing for me about having a deep, intimate relationship with my higher power, knowing that the only approval I need is right there. It's already inside it. It comes from the God within. And it's really helped me to live beyond it and to see how much more I can live without these things. Thanks. Who else would care to share? We do have some more time. Well, we're close enough to time, so maybe what we'll do now is we're going to switch to what's known as a crossfire meeting, where anyone can pose a question or a comment, preferably on the topic of 6 and 7, but maybe even for the preceding steps up to 6 and 7. You don't have to have worked the BBA, so anybody can pose a question or they can make a comment. When you're posing a question or making a comment, please keep it brief as you can if you're asking a question, or 2 to 3 minutes if you're sharing a comment. And you can direct your question to any person in the meeting. The floor is open.
Hi, this is Nessa.
Hey, Nessa. Good to hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking the meeting, and thank you, Evie, for your share. I had an experience today. I was going to see a little 7-year-old boy in a school, and last night I started worrying about it, and then I thought, why am I worrying about this? And I prayed, and I woke up this morning feeling really quite confident, and I had a really good meeting with this little 7-year-old. Mm-hmm. And it's great to hear the shares tonight, what you just said about, 75% less. I was just thinking, I'm not cured of my addiction. I'm not cured of my defects. Mm. But it's great to hear that they can be markedly reduced through the power of prayer and honest sharing. So I just wanted to express my gratitude. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Nessa. Good to have you on the call. Who else would like to pose a question? Or you can throw the question out to a particular person or the whole group, and then we'll have people respond. Or any comment? I know we've got a few new people on the phone tonight. If you're working, I know who are starting in groups. So if you would like to share anything too about your process so far on your way up to step six, feel free to share. Start, you can star six if you're on the phone, or unmute your, click on your icon.
Hello, it's Britt again. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Britt.
Hello. Yes, I think, again, as is often the case, this is all very timely. And I know when I did step six and seven in the sort of regular programmes, for me, the way it felt, I'm not saying this is how it's intended, the way it felt to me was I was just wrong, and it was just stuff that was wrong with me that had to be changed. And when that didn't happen, I again felt like a failure. And I felt a lot of, I felt criticised. And again, I'm sure it wasn't intended, but that's how I received it in the sort of normal stuff. And actually, this way has felt more, both more insightful and compassionate. And I'm really, really aware of my black and white thinking, which really taps into this, because, you know, remove in my head, my expectation is, well, that's it. I'll be, you know, it's black and white. I'll be cured, or things will go away completely. And actually, it's always helpful for me to hear that that's not the case. It might just be a tempering. And Adam, thank you for what you shared. And I'm actually in the process, quite early on in the process of working this program on kind of adrenaline, excitabolism, and that area, because that for me underpins so much of what I do and the way I act out. And it's been pretty uncomfortable today to see how my defects have affected my daughter, and maybe she has this disease in whatever form. But with parenting, I'm finding it hard because I feel like I'm always doing something wrong, and scared of the impact of that, both previously, you know, historically, now, and in the future. So I do always really appreciate the reminder of, it's something I kind of always forget with this, which is not that I'm a bad person, I'm a sick one. Whereas my natural, or the disease's natural bent, is to believe I'm bad and wrong, and it's up to me to change. And I always, always appreciate not, you know, hearing that's not the case. And as I said, there are shades of grey, and just because something isn't gone away, or I haven't done something completely right, it doesn't mean I'm completely wrong. So thank you very much for that.
Thanks, Britt, thanks for your insight. Who else would like to share or make a comment or ask a question of the group or a particular person? Click on your icon, mute icon to unmute. Or any of the people who are newer to the BBA step work, you can feel free to share with us your process right now, what you're noticing.
Hi, I'd like to come in. I'm Nick.
Hey, Nick, go ahead. Nice to have you here.
Hi, so this is my first meeting in this forum, and I've just started working through the BBA. So it's early days for me, but I'm really... it's amazing, because I've got a like, kind of live experience of my sort of inner critic at work, just listening to this group, and because I was hearing the clarity of thought and the power of the sharing, and immediately telling myself that I'm not good enough, you know, to share in this forum, and then hearing at the same time, hearing back to me, you know, that's a quality, you know, that's within us all. So I wanted to bring my voice to it, and bring my voice to this, just to say hello and share how I'm feeling with that, and feeling it in my body as well. What I'm really relating to, and what I'm, is this thing about gentleness and being forgiving with ourselves and with these parts of ourselves, because I've started to see the conflict that I had with the addicted part of me, you know, that addict in me, which I've always struggled with and always beaten down. So there's been a kind of a really, you know, I've been addicted, I would go on sprees, and then my another part of me would be so judgmental and so critical of that and shaming me, and it kind of that would all carry on. And I think, you know, someone said to me a couple of days ago that I could really identify with is that, you know, that addicted part is just trying to make my life more comfortable, trying to avoid the pain, and it's in a misguided, dysfunctional way. It's you know, I was using to just survive or be in the world or stay here. And so if I'm trying to just let go of that struggle. So yeah, I'm really grateful. So grateful for my sponsor. I'm so grateful to be sort of given my voice to this group, which is I find really powerful. So thank you for whoever made this happen. I think, and Judith for hosting this. And yeah, I'll leave it there. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Nick. And you're not alone. I think everyone can relate to exactly what you said. And thank you. Who else would like to jump in? And again, inviting anyone with a comment or a question, or if you'd like to just share your process of how it's going for you using the BBA approach to the 12 steps. Lucy, would you like to share? Lucy? Or anybody else like to share? Just go ahead and unmute.
Hi, it's Lucy.
Hey, Lucy, I thought you were there. Go ahead, darling.
Oh, hold on, I've lost the speaker now.
No, you're good, you're there.
Can someone say something?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Yes, I just want to say how different it is doing the steps this way. I'm just about to start step three. I did the reading to two people today. And somebody mentioned how physically it's different. I unfortunately got cut off from Evie's share, which is why I didn't leap in earlier. But I do feel like a physical change as well as a spiritual mental change kind of coming on. It just seems to be, has also been mentioned, a sort of a space between the thought and the action that was never there before. The wrong action, the picking up the food and burying myself in that, wanting to run away from anything that causes me emotional angst. And I really identified too with the people pleasing. And just, just letting it be, people having their opinion and that's okay, and recognizing what I can perhaps influence and mostly what I can't, and realizing that when I'm more sort of spiritually based around these things, that relationships are better, not in my time. It's not happening fast enough, but definitely I think I am having a healthier relationship with myself at the moment. And as also been said, a level of beating myself up, which just isn't helpful, and just makes everything worse. So, I'm just more able to reach out to people more generally at the moment than I have for a while, and I'll leave it there. Thanks.
Thanks, Lucy. Good to hear you. Would anybody else like to come in with a question or a comment, or just how they're doing with the program so far?
Hi, Hi, it's Kate. Can you hear me?
Hi, Kate.
Hi,
yeah.
Kate.
Go ahead.
Hi, everybody. Thank you, Evie. I also missed bits of it, unfortunately. I'm currently on step three, and I'm just finding the BBA way of doing the steps is just amazing. I've done the steps, been through the steps a few times in different ways, but this time just looking at things so in depth and kind of really coming to grips with my powerlessness has been a bit of a blessing and a curse, to be honest. But it really, going through step one and two, the way I did, just completely smashed that delusion that I have any control at all. And I think that really was needed, because before I came to BBA, I really was, I think, in the delusion that I was controlling it, you know, and I just completely pushed God aside. So it's really, really good to be reminded of that stuff. And, you know, when the first time I went through step six and seven, I had a profound, profound experience where I felt like I was just sort of picked up by God and not really ever put down, but somehow just turned away from, you know, from his care and his direction and went off in my own little way, really. And of course then picked up the food again. And yeah, it's just been lovely to be able to get back on a food plan and just really start to examine some of those character defects again. And step three has been incredible. I suppose I was at an AA meeting last week when somebody said that his sponsor is American. He was looking at step six and was expecting character defects to be completely removed. And then he got angry when his character defects weren't removed. So he asked his sponsor, who's American, why is God not removing all my defects of character? So his American sponsor said to him, get an American dictionary and look up the word remove. So he did. He managed to find this American dictionary, and the term remove meant to distance yourself from something or to be distanced from something. So, and that really kind of resounded with me, because I thought, yeah, I think that's what I've expected through 10 years of recovery in AA, is to just be this sort of perfect guru that nothing ever touches and I don't feel anything. I guess that's what I hoped for. So it's just looking for that oblivion, but in recovery instead. And of course, that's not the human experience. The human experience is experiencing fear and anger and upset and joy and relief and all those things. But actually, I suppose what BBA is teaching me is to just distance myself from that, so I can see it and I can acknowledge it and I can be aware of it. But I'm getting to the point where I don't have to act on it. I'd like to say that that's always the case. 98% of the time I'm still reacting to things. But, you know, a few times there is the space there for me to not completely react, you know, to kind of step away from it and look at, OK, I acknowledge I'm fearful and that's interesting, and, you know, not try to suppress it or eat over it or do any of the stuff that I used to do, but just acknowledge it and sit with it and sometimes sit in the pain of it. But it always passes. That's the lovely thing. It always passes. So yeah, I'm just incredibly grateful for this lovely fellowship and for this amazing program. So thank you all very much for being part of that.
Thank you. Good to hear you, Kate. Still have a bit of time if someone else would like to share their experience. Make a comment on anyone else's share, or just let us know how your experience is going with the steps so far. Andy, would you like to just jump in and say hi or share something with us, Andy? That's okay if you don't want to. That's all right too. Anybody else care to share? Carol, do you want to take a quick turn? We haven't. They're just looking at people we haven't heard from tonight.
Hi, Judith. Can you hear me now?
Hi, love. Yeah.
Hi, everybody. It's Carol. I did miss the main share, but thank you. It's been great listening to everything that everybody's said. What can I say? Just recently, I've just taken up with somebody that I've worked with before briefly. I'm going back through the work. I'm in doctor's opinion. And just recently, I think in the last 6 to 8 months, I've been coming home to my original self. And I think that's where this work brought me to. I think the first few times through the work was bliss and joyful. But now I'm feeling the pain. And I think one of the things that I've noticed for myself is that all my delusions, fantasies, stage characters, whatever you want to call them, were there just to defend me, to help me, enable me to live a normal life. I've got this craving. I've had a craving all my life to be normal. But they were just hiding a truth that I'm not normal. I'm not like normal people when it comes to certain things. I do respond differently, especially to food, because I'm a foodie. And why have I been craving to be something that I'm not? Why am I pretending to be so normal all the time? You know, it was just fooling myself deep down inside. You know, I wasn't conceding to my own inmost self because I was constantly always dissecting myself. And one of the things...
We're losing you a little bit, Carol. We can't hear you. We've lost Carol. Carol, can you mute and unmute again? Because we've lost you. Carol, are you there? It looks like we lost her. Maybe she'll be back in a second. No, Carol, we seem to have lost you. We can't hear anything you're saying. Oh, well, that's a shame. Would anybody else care to share? We have a couple more minutes.
Hi, can you hear me now, Judith?
Yeah, Andy, we can hear you now.
Oh, hello. Yes. Thank you very much, Evie. A great chair. It's lovely to hear you again. It's lovely to hear everyone. I was on and off a bit. Entirely ready for me. Well, to have that willingness for me is doing the daily things and, you know, within the course. And accepting that I can be wrong, because I'm such a perfectionist, and that thing you said earlier, Judith, about people pleasing, I'm so good at that. And I've got to also know when to keep my mouth closed. And yes, I know I have to ask God to please remove the defects of character, but not to... I can't remember, was it... I think it was Adam that said something about... Or, no, not Adam. The person that said about the dictionary, about that we move, it's not being actually... Obviously, I'm getting all mixed up now. Not being removed as such, they're still there, sort of thing. Whereas the last, yeah, as in AA, I've been, oh, you have to be, my creator, please remove everything so I'd never have them again. But the actual real, the American dictionary version is removed as be removed from them, away from them. They are still there, sort of thing. Again, one of my defects of character is thinking that they should disappear like that, like, you know, that spiritual experience moment that some people have and some people don't. But it's, to me, it's accepting that this is or isn't. This is just life. Well, I don't really know what else to say. It's just lovely to be here. And part of that willingness is, for me, is to tune into today's, you know, course and the other courses I'm doing. Thank you.
Thanks, Andy. We're glad you're here too. Anybody else? Last moment share for a quick minute. Anybody else want to jump in again? Or Evie, any last words you'd like to share with us?
Hi, Judith. May I just say one thing again?
Oh, please do.
Thank you. I'd feel amiss if I didn't. It's just since completing BBA in the summer, I read page 84 to 88 every day as a good recovered addict. And I do say step 3 and step 7 prayer every day. And one thing that has stood out, and I meant to say it before, and it's come up as people were sharing about that demanding that they go. It doesn't say in the prayer, I pray that you now remove every single defect of character so that I feel better and I feel good, which is how I kind of read it, if you like. It says, you know, defect of character that stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. It's about me getting out of me, and it's not a selfish thing. It's it gives me strength to use God's power. That's when I feel God's power, when I do things that I couldn't have done because I'm just so self-centered, or I'm just not being selfish and thinking of others. That's when I feel very powerful, and I'm able to do when God, I feel like God's working through me. Just to point that out, that was all. Thanks.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. That was a lovely way to end the meeting. Thank you. That is all the time we have today. I want to thank Evie. Thank you so much for stepping in and giving us such a wonderful share and so thorough. Thank you very much. If anyone would like to, who hasn't already put their contact information out, if you'd like to be listed on an email list where I send out notices, please send me your name, last initial, time zone, phone number and email address, and what program you practice. My email is judith@judithwilson.com. judith@judithwilson.com. Are there any announcements this evening? We just like to plug for, there is a Tuesday Bedford meeting that people can attend live. There's also a London OA BBA meeting live at the Royal Free Hospital on Wednesday evenings. So just want to make sure people know about those, spread the news. Any other announcements? Okay, I want to give a shout out for the people in San Diego. It was an absolute pleasure to be with you on Tuesday night and Wednesday night 2 weeks ago. It was amazing to be live at BBA with like 300 people on Wednesday night. It's really something. And hi to Tyler and the whole gang. Really appreciate your hospitality there. I'd like to remind everyone to go to the bbaworks.com website to listen to lots of great BBA speakers. And we also have other people recording right now their meetings, and we're happy to share those with you as well. If you'd like to, I'll go ahead and unmute everybody.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves. All participants are unmuted.
Hopefully it's going to start unmuting everybody. If you would like to, join us in the closing with the seventh step prayer and page 76 of the big book. Page 76. My Creator.
My Creator.
I am now willing.
I am now willing.
That you should have all of me. Good and bad.
Good and bad.
I pray that you now
remove from me
every single defect of character which stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows.
And my fellows.
Grant me strength.
about restraints
as I go out my glove from here to do your bidding.
To do your bidding.
Amen. Thanks everyone for attending, and this is the end of
Judith.
The meeting.
Thank you, Judith.
God bless. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Judith. Bye.
Bye.
This session is no longer being recorded.
I don't get it why it doesn't record. Oh, stop.